In his oratory, Barack Obama has drawn comparisons to Martin Luther King Jr., John F. Kennedy, and Robert F. Kennedy. In the recently concluded Democratic primaries, in some ways compares to Robert F. Kennedy's 1968 presidential run, now documented in the book The Last Campaign, written by journalist Thurston Clark. Much has been made about the demographics of Obama support this year: blacks, young people, and college-educated people. Opponent Hillary Clinton did best with older voters, women, and those without a college education. Robert F. Kennedy's support came primarily in the Democratic primaries from blacks and working-class whites from Appalachia, whereas opponent Eugene McCarthy had lots of college students supporting him. In the last part of our interview with author Thurston Clark, WMNF asked about 1968 and 2008.
Yeah, you're right. However, I would say that Kennedy did have, a lot of college support in the college students, and he did have that kind of support. But he felt that McCarthy, that the most politically committed students and politically active students who'd made their, you know, who had been against the war for years, had gone for McCarthy because he was the first to announce and they'd worked for him in New Hampshire. And he used to refer to these as the A students, and he'd say, McCarthy has most of the A students and I've got the B students. And it was very important for him to try to reclaim what he considered to be the most politically active A students, because, of course, those were the ones who had supported his brother. Those were the ones who had been inspired by the New Frontier.
Speaking of inspiration, Barack Obama, the Democratic candidate for president, we've heard throughout this campaign invoke comparisons of JFK and RFK and the like. What do you make of all of that? And what do you make of Barack Obama?
I think that his style is very is similar to JFK and has very few similarities to Bobby Kennedy. Bobby Kennedy was not a polished public speaker. He was great at speaking extemporaneously and answering questions. But when it came to the time to deliver a prepared speech, he would choke up a bit. His arm and his leg, you could see them shaking. He would stutter and stammer. People constantly who I interviewed have been in his crowds referred to him as vulnerable and shy and said they wanted to go up and hug him almost. You don't hear people saying that about Barack Obama. He has more of the polish and the reserve and the kind of aloofness of a JFK. That being said, the message is quite similar between Bobby and Obama, and part of that is because the times are quite similar. They are both offering a hope that the wounds, Bobby Kennedy called the wounds to the national soul, can be healed. And of course, in 68, the wounds had been inflicted by a war, an unpopular war, and the same thing has happened today. In 68, there were the riots in the inner cities. Recently, we've had Hurricane Katrina, which has exposed the fissures in American society between white and black. So we've got a similar kind of wounds and two politicians who are holding out the hope that they can be healed and that Americans can again feel noble good about their country.
Yeah. Last question for you, Thurston Clark, and that is, you write about this tangentially in talking about the older Bobby Kennedy, going back to his time as Attorney General with JFK and, of course, his run for Senate in 1964. And he did not have the reputation that he really got in 1968. Yep. In the last campaign, as you write. What changed? What happened with him the last few years up until the 68 campaign?
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. The 68 campaign was a time when this man was absolutely at his best in these 82 days. I think what changed him, first of all, was his brother's assassination. It softened him, made him more gentle. It made him more sympathetic with other people who were hurting. Also, I think very important was the trip he took to Mississippi in 1967 when he saw with his own eyes starving children and picked them up and held them in his arms. It was profoundly moving for him. He told his own children about it. He spoke about it often on the campaign trail. I think those two events, those two single days, were more responsible than anything else for the Bobby Kennedy, the kind of man who ran for president in 1968.